Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1228 in the writing is shiur number 381. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Mokaim. Okay, it's an interesting thing which comes up. We've been talking about that the bracha, in other words, the after bracha, it's contingent on the after bracha, the shinoi makam, right? Which is bar nefashos by al hamichya and a birchas hamazon by benching. So you have to bench in the place where you ate. You have to, where you finished, actually. You have to make the al hamichya the place where you finished. So therefore, there's a connection. Therefore, shinoi makam would not change the fact if somebody went out of their house whereby they need a new bracha, they would not need a new bracha. Although they still have to bench and make the alamichya in the place where they finished eating. We always want to keep that in mind. It's a very important point. When it comes to bar nefashos, that's not the fact. You can make it anywhere. I mean, you should try and make it. It's a good idea to make it on the spot. Chai Adam says to make it, you know, as soon as you're done. But halacha lemaisa, letter of the laws, they say you could make it even though you left. So therefore, there's no connection. Now, so we've been talking about the fact that it has to do with shahakal, huadama, or ho'et. But there's something else, really, where what we make a bar nefashos on, interesting, which comes up, and that's rice, cooked rice, regular cooked rice, right? But somebody has a plate of cooked rice, in general, we're going to make a mezonos, right? In general, cooked rice, we make a mezonos. The Shulchan Aruch says that one makes a mezonos, it's mazon, and so on. And actually, the bracha of mezonos, we do want to keep in mind, b'dieved, many times, in general, it does cover almost everything besides salt and water, if I remember correctly offhand. But that's all, of course, b'dieved, because of the fact it's a bracha of mazon, of satiation. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, a little bit along the lines of a shahakal. Okay, but be it as it may, that's of course b'dieved if somebody did that by mistake. But when it comes to regular cooked rice, the bracha is mezonos. But the difference between cooked rice and other items like cake or cookies or whatever is that the after bracha would be borei nefashos, right? The after bracha would be borei nefashos. Oh, so here's an interesting case whereby if it's cookies and cake, we said, and somebody has to make the al hamichya, right? So now they left their house, right? And whatever the case is, and they did shinoi makom, and they went to their friend, and whatever. So now they will not have to make a new bracha by cookies, cake, right, bread, these type of things. Let's stick to cookies and cake because that's mezonos, because of the fact that you have the al hamichya. When it comes to rice, right, but when it comes to rice, although you're making a mezonos also, just like by cookies and cakes, you make a mezonos, right, before you start eating, by cooked rice, you make a mezonos also. But the difference is the after bracha. Over here you have the bar nefashos, and since it's the bar nefashos, so there is, again, we're back to what we've been talking about, that there is no connection. Since there's no connection, so the halachas of shinoi makom would apply. There's an interesting thing that Rabadna brings it down that on page 151 in his sefer, Rabadna brings it down in the halachas of brachas that when he says if one ate a kazayas of mezonos, right? We always want to keep in mind even by mezonos, by cake and cookies and pretzels, whatever the case is, by mezonos or by hamotzi. One thing is for sure, you have to have at least a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras under a 4-minute period. Otherwise, the halachas of shinoi makom would apply to bread and would apply to cake, cookies, pretzels, and anything else that's mezonos, right? So that's an important thing to always keep in mind. But once you had that kazayas of mezonos, he brings that on page 151. Once you ate the kazayas of mezonos, right, cake, cookies, pretzels, I'm just giving some examples, but any type of mezonos, but then the halachas, and you ate it b'chdei achilas pras, which is under a 4-minute period, roughly. So then you would not, then the halachas of shinoi makom would not apply. But he writes over there in parentheses, except for rice. When he ate a kazayas of mezonos, fine. So there's no shinoi makom, except for rice. Why? Why except for rice? And the answer is very simple, because of the fact that rice is a bar nefashos. Since we have the bar nefashos on rice, so we don't have the connection, because technically, even on rice, you made the mezonos, but the bar nefashos, halacha lemaisa, you can really technically make, you don't have to make it in the place where you ate, because it's a bar nefashos. It's only over there by al hamichya, or birch samar. dozen, right? And we spoke about Al Hagefen, Al Aweit. So there's a little bit of machlaikis on those, but in general, one should try and do that also. But as far as Bernefashis, no. So since you have to make a Bernefashis on the rice, so then we're going to say that technically the halachas of Shini HaMakim would apply. So what does that mean? That means if somebody left their house and they did a case of Shini HaMakim, they went to the friend, they would have to make a new bracha on the rice, right? I went to my friend's house down the block, come back in 15 minutes, I'll have to make a new bracha on the rice, even though you say, well, I had it in mind. We know that by Shini HaMakim it doesn't help having in mind because the connection was broken due to the fact that it's a Bernefashis. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Racha Kol Tuv.